Many people in London and within Wales thought that something had to be done about these communities.
Neil Evans.
And one of the most frequent arguments used was that education was the way to stabilise them and to civilise them. Many people had used this argument. Then in 1846, it was proposed that there should be a specific inquiry into education in Wales. William Williams, who instigated it, thought that Wales was being held back economically by its lack of English.
The Welsh language is a vast drawback to Wales and a manifold barrier to the moral progress and commercial prosperity of its people. It is not easy to overestimate its ill effects.
There was also a concern about the social turbulence of South Wales in the period, and that some people felt certainly that the Welsh language was a language of sedition, that people could plot in the Welsh language, which was not understood by the gentry and by the ironmasters and the professional classes.
What you had was three commissioners, all educated either in Oxford or Cambridge, all highly qualified lawyers, none of whom could speak Welsh. They came down to Wales, they appointed 10 assistant commissioners, seven of whom were Anglicans, three only of whom were nonconformists, and one of those certainly didn't last the course. They took evidence from hundreds of witnesses, the vast majority of whom were Anglicans.
The result of all the evidence and investigation was the 1847 report on the state of education in Wales. To the Welsh, this soon became better known as the Treason of the Blue Books. In some respects, though, the reports gave a fair assessment of the state of Welsh education. Whilst the Sunday schools were undoubtedly something to be proud of, even the commissioners could see that, the English language private venture schools and most of the village schools, linked mainly to the Anglican Church, which provided education during the week, left a lot to be desired.
They were held in ordinary rooms, outhouses, barns. Mud floors, no ventilation, in the winter, cold. The description of the teachers is equally lamentable in many instances. People who'd been disabled in other jobs, for example, and had nothing else, people who just picked up a smattering of English in some sort of job that they'd been doing, and they'd set up a school.
The Commission's findings on the state of schools were, by and large, fair comment. But it was what they said about the Welsh people themselves that gained the report its infamy.
The evils of the Welsh language is obviously and fearfully great in the courts of justice.
They said there are very few serious crimes in Wales, but there is a tremendous amount of cheating, lying, avoidance of justice. The Welsh don't know the difference between truth and falsehood, that sort of thing.
It distorts the truth, favours fraud and abets perjury, which is frequently practised in courts, and escapes detection through the loophole of interpretation. This public exhibition of successful falsehood has a disastrous effect on public morals and regard for the truth.
The young people often meet at evening schools in private houses for the preparation of the punk, and this tends to immoralities between the young persons of both sexes, who frequently spend the night afterwards in haylofts together.
They said the morality of the Welsh women is very low, there's lack of chastity. They used the occasion of evening services to get together with men at the on their way home. So it was linked even more hurtfully with religious activity, and of course particularly with nonconformist religious activity.
The unmarried men servants in the farms ranged the country at night, and it is a known and tolerated practice that they are admitted by the women servants at the houses to which they come. I heard the most revolting anecdotes of the gross and almost bestial indelicacy with which sexual intercourse takes place on these occasions.
It is said to be a customary matter for them to have intercourse together on condition that they should marry if the woman becomes pregnant. But the marriage by no means always takes place. Morals are generally at a low ebb. But want of chastity is the giant sin of Wales.
And so they produced a report which was extremely offensive to the nonconformists, but it was couched in such extreme terms that it was also offensive to the Anglicans. And so the response to the Blue Books was dramatic.
They arose, as it were, as one man.
Professor Howell Tavy Edwards.
To decry these accusations levelled against the Welsh, for their immorality, that they were an immoral people, untrustworthy, and so on and so forth, much given to perjury. The Welsh got up, as it were, on their hind legs and rejected that accusation out of hand.